She was a natural leader, in a way that drew many people to her as a very magnetic individual. One of the things that I really appreciated about her memorial service when she passed away was that all of these people who had been scattered all across the globe since we graduated from Mount A got together and were speaking about how influential she had been in their own lives, even if they hadn't ever mentioned it before, specifically to her or to other people. But one of the things that was really nice was that she boosted the confidence of a lot of people, especially of young women and of young women of color, to take up space in a institution that was not particularly welcoming all the time, or in a place that they were new and afraid in a different country. And she told them, how to say no, how to stand up for themselves, how to speak their minds. And you see these stories over and over again of her charisma, I guess, bleeding out into other people, and that you really get to know once you watch her videos. She has a SoundCloud, you hear her voice. She was very much into self-reflection in terms of always seeking to grow herself, in terms of change starts at home. How can I make the world a better place if I'm not willing to change as well? So she was always attentive and listening. And, if you gave her constructive criticism, she would fix it just like that and, do it, never do that thing again. And so that's the thing that I think stands out to me the most is just compassion for other people, for life, for herself, in a way that was bold. Yeah.
And you're obviously friends as well. Yeah.
Correct. Yes.
Did you know Kavana, Helen?
I didn't know Kavana personally because I think she graduated before I came to Mount A, but obviously I know folks who know her. And I think I also recall like people saying that, Kavana was a really bright, very powerful presence. Someone commented like she's not afraid of anything. And I think I hear that and I think to myself that is the kind of person I want to be, and that's the kind of legacy that I would want to have. So I really like admire her and look up to her. And I see the impact that she has left. I like hear Kit talking about her. And I know she was definitely like an important part of the Sackville community and the Mount A community.
And you're both involved in the creation of the Kavana Memorial Endowment, raising funds to create what's being called the first bursary of its kind at Mount Allison University. Talk about your goals for this campaign.
Our main goal is to create a scholarship that lasts in perpetuity to support Black students at Mount Allison University. And so our goal is to raise at least $25,000 to start awarding funds to Black students from all over the world, whether they're from Canada or from the African continent or from the Caribbean, in order to help their studies at Mount Allison University. Something that Kavana specifically struggled with was funding her tuition at Mount Allison as an international student and as someone who grew up with not a lot of money. She ended up having to work all over town to help cover her tuition costs. And so that's something we want to help other students with as well, in terms of making their academic career easier so they can focus on their studies, on personal growth, instead of worrying too much about the financial aspect behind it. Another of the aspects that we have included in the bursary is I guess, a criteria of social justice activism. We want to pay her legacy forward. And so we're still ironing out the specifics, but we do want to put someone who is active in their community or wants to make a change in the world in whatever aspect they're most comfortable with or interested in, and encourage them to do that, in terms of giving them the tools and the facilities to become a young activist, become a young change builder.
Speaking of tuition, it bears mentioning that following the latest tuition hikes, Mount Allison tuition is $20,000 for international students, which is about twice as much as for full-time domestic students. The debt load in the Maritimes is about $40,000, the highest in the country.
Part of the response when students oppose like tuition hikes is that while we've expanded like financial assistance for students, but oftentimes international students struggle with accessing this type of assistance. And again, we want to also attend to factors such as race and class and gender and how they shape one's ability to access an education and to be able to like succeed in a post-secondary setting. So I think like this would be an important like first step for the university, especially considering that it doesn't have any type of scholarship designed specifically for Black students. And we think that it would be very important for the university to consider providing assistance specifically towards Black students.
It's Black History Month. A number of events happening throughout the month are organized by groups, including the Caribbean Students Union and the Black Students Union, including a fashion show. Can you tell me anything about those events or how you hope they'll contribute to the effort to raise funds?
So for this month, I think we are asking businesses if they're interested in donating a portion of their profits to the fund and or like discuss with us for any sort of collaboration because again, as Kit said, Kavana worked at many of the businesses in town. People are perhaps familiar with her, and we are hoping that we can like kind of engage everyone in making a fundraising effort for February.
That's great. Anything you want to add to that, Kit?
Yeah, just for Black History Month, we're doing kind of a community-wide pull, like Helen said. We're setting up a table at the farmers market on Saturdays now in order to boost the scholarship as well. And something that we're really interested in doing in coordinating with the Black Students Union and the Caribbean Students Association is getting people out. Also, just to support Black History Month in terms of demystifying what it means to celebrate Black History Month, in terms of it's not just for Black students and Black people to support Black History Month, it's can be celebrated or understood by all of us, and it's really important that we do so, especially as non-Black individuals. And then working with them to help tell their stories, both current and past. So it's a joint work, I guess, with the Kavana Endowment, but also with the two student organizations, kind of working together to tell Kavana's story, but also tell, current students' stories as well.
Are you in contact with Cabana's family?
Yes, they have expressed their support. Kavana and I have, well, we were best friends for a very long time, and so I knew her family going way back, and I got her parents, well, her mother's consent for naming the scholarship the Kavana Endowment. And then her brother and her sister have shown support as well. Something I raised to her mom, Phoebe, when Kavana passed away was that I wanted to do something for her. And, we talked about it for a bit. And we decided that this was probably the best idea to do it was in Sackville at Mount A. Because her mom, she grew up in Maputo, Mozambique, but she was originally from Nairobi, Kenya. And so her roots on the African continent are a bit split in terms of who she knows, where money's coming from, et cetera, and so forth. But in Sackville, it was a nice centered thing where she had a lot of recent friends, and there was institutional backing from the university to like find something like this. And so, they're definitely involved and definitely very supportive.
You just heard from Kit Nicholson, along with Helen Yao, graduates from Mount Allison University who are part of an effort to establish a bursary in memory of Kavana Wa Kilele.